Hello people of the web and welcome back to Creator's Thoughts. This episode is all about ducks, specifically the placid plastic kind. If you enjoy my streams, you will likely know what I'm referring to. But in case, I shall explain. About a month and a half ago, I spotted a good friend, aka Jumpy, the talent behind many of my emotes and merch graphics, purchased and played a game that I'd never heard of, Placid Plastic Duck Simulator. I was curious and checked it out. Quickly decided that this is a game that I would enjoy, but wasn't likely suitable for a stream because it's a very chilled game where you literally watch a new duck appear every few minutes. You have no control over what the ducks do or the environment. It's not much more than a fancy screensaver. But perhaps I could play it alongside Minecraft or something else. I showed this game to one of my moderators, Shaylin, who agreed that it might not work on its own as content. But I wasn't even sure community would want me to play it on stream. So I set up a community channel point challenge. While you watch a streamer, you earn channel points. And many streamers, including myself, have various perks you can spend those points on. It rewards people for watching, which is, after all, what we streamers need. 30 days, 125,000 points. If we hit it, I'll play on stream. If not, I'll play offline. Day one of the challenge and the points came flowing in. If people weren't capped to contributing 2k per stream, I think the challenge would have been done that day. 2 weeks in and we'd hit the goal, so I scheduled a stream. Still, not quite convinced that the community understood the lack of gameplay involved. I went live that Thursday prepared. Stream Raiders and Minecraft were both loaded up in case I needed to fill in dead air, but ultimately hopeful that I could step up and be charismatic and chatty so that the community and I became the main content. 3 hours later, we wrapped up the stream. I and many members of the community felt that it was one of my best streams. Not because the game was amazing, but because we had a fun community-focused stream. I'm naturally a shy person, and it takes a lot for me to be the chatty person I am on regular streams. Placid Plastic Duck Simulator pushed me to be even more so and helped me realise that it's not the game that my community turn up for, it's me and the other members of the community. Last night, Rocky Ham joined in chat. She hasn't been around a lot lately due to other commitments, but I and all of the community adore her, and the chat was taken over by well wishes and hug commands from loads of the community, all aimed at Rocky. My community and I make the content, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. That challenge stream was last week, and I had a doubt in my head that we might not be able to repeat it successfully, but the community wanted another, if nothing else but to complete the original game collection. So we did it. It happened yesterday and it went amazingly well. Streaming has been a growth story for me, and even now, a few years in, I feel I learnt last night to trust my value and content a little bit more. I think there was plenty of luck involved, but my hobby has allowed me to build a loving community who all benefit from being around each other and my derpy content. I'm very lucky and grateful. During last night's stream, we completed the original collection of ducks, and I was gifted the 3 game DLCs, one from Jumpy, one from Shaylin, and then the final one was from the developer of the game, who kindly joined us last night. My community and I thanked them for the making a game that we've all enjoyed, and a few people told the developer that they had bought the game because of my stream. There are plenty of things to take away from this experience, but right now I'm feeling overwhelmed with gratitude for my community and the personal growth they have enabled. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.